a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're privileged and pleased to have back with us Reverend Josh Bauman of the Faith Lutheran Church here in the Pier Fort Pier Ministerium to pray with and over us. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag is Megan Schenck from the tremendous city of Jefferson.
Dear Holy and Heavenly Father, from your gracious hand come all good things. Please bless us as we conduct the business of this day. Move us to carry out those values which we have been instilled with and in this nation. Please bless us with integrity and kindness. I ask for your blessing this day upon this Senate and upon these men and women who dutifully gather here on behalf of so many. Bless and protect those who travel this day as well, and any guests and visitors who may be among us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the sixth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you very much, and we'll pause before we get on with the rest of the business and welcome all of you to your South Dakota Senate, especially those who are in the gallery, but also those who are watching live or listening over the internet. It's a privilege to have you here. And we'd also like to specifically introduce some people who are in the gallery with us today. On behalf of Senator Ewing and all of us, we have, first of all, Chuck Turbeville, who's the mayor of Deadwood, who's a former legislator. Is Chuck up here? Where's Chuck? Chuck, I can't see you, Chuck. Where are you, Chuck? Chuck, stand up, Chuck! Mr. Representative, Mayor, it's good to see you, sir, and thank you for bringing the rest of your team here today and the hospitality we have up here. To the President's right, to your left, we have Kevin Kurtenbecker, who's the director of the Deadwood Historical Preservation Society, and also a number of people from Deadwood Alive, which is kind of an interesting name since these people are dead. Marshall May, Calamity Jane, Jack McCall, who, by the way, we took you out of the game in Yankton. Dr. Stand Up, that's all of you, right? Well, please stand up. Who's Calamity Jane? You, howdy. That's excellent to have you. How are those men behaving? Those men.
Oh, the men. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's kind of tough. You know, I can't really talk about it because I'm being recorded. Yeah. Since you died, we record things. It's great to have you here. Great to have you here. Thank you very much. We also have the commissioners for the Deadwood Historic Preservation Society, our dear friends Tom Blair and Dale Berg. Tom and Dale, where you are. Good to see you all. Welcome. We have former Senator Nelson back up over here. We should applaud him, but more importantly, or as part of the whole package, Melody, right? Is Melody right there? No. Is it Christy, too? Oh, thank God, because I wouldn't have introduced her. Melody, congratulations. Good to see you. we also have with us the South Dakota Library Association. Are you the Library Association? Okay. Please stand up and thank you for what you do for our future and for our reading. Thank you for being here. It's a real privilege. Any other personal privileges that I'm missing? Hi, Senator Hunoff. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. And since we're being recorded, I have a confession to make, if that's okay. I want to tell my own caucus that I did not vote a straight ticket last November. And the reason why is here. And she's my sister-in-law, the new county auditor in Yankton County, along with my wife. Is Myrna still there? Yeah, she's going to hide. Myrna, my wife, and Patty Hoyam, the new county auditor in Yankton. Thank you.
Oh, great to see you both. Patty has been the glue of that office for a number of years, and we're just glad to have you officially in that position. So thank you very much. And we really enjoyed the confession, quite honestly. It was really good. Any other personal privileges? Okay, what we're moving on to is a lot of housekeeping business that we'll get to, and then we have our regular calendar. We'll get to that rather quickly. So we're going to proceed right now to reports of standing committees. These are reports of bills that the committees have undertaken. Thank you.
The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 13 and recommends do pass, Senate Bill 29 and recommends do pass consent calendar, and Senate Bill 11 and recommends do pass amended. Craig Teason, Chair.
Thank you. Reports of select committees, please.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules adopted in March 2014 by the 89th legislative session be adopted as the joint rules of the 90th legislative session with changes. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Dean Wink, Brian Gosch, and Spencer Hawley, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton.
Is it?
Yeah, we're good.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1014 and 1045, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Rave moves that Senate Bill 34 and 67 be placed to follow Senate Bill 68 on today's calendar.
All those in favor, well, for everyone who might not have heard that, would you read that again, please, just so they can follow
Senator
it.
Senator Rave moves that Senate Bills 34 and 67 be placed to follow Senate Bill 68 on today's calendar.
Okay, thank you. There was a second. All those in favor of that motion to move those bills signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 23rd, the 8th legislative day.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rave moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 14, as found on page 74, also Committee on Taxation on Senate Bill 20, as found on page 73, Committee on Local Government on Senate Bills 65 and 66, as found on page 75 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of executive appointments.
The The Senate proceeded to the consideration of the executive appointment of Joseph Schartz of Minnehaha County, Humboldt, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents.
For those watching here in person or over the internet and listening, the South Dakota Constitution provides that certain appointments to various boards or commissions that the governor makes needs to be agreed to by the Senate, and it's called advice and consent, and that's what we're undertaking. Does anybody here wish to speak? Thank you. Senator Frerichs, good afternoon. I'm Joseph Schartz.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and fellow members of the Senate. I present to you the executive appointment for Joseph Schartz. I encourage the advice and consent for this individual. He was very smart in choosing which university he would attend upon graduation from high school. We know that the land-grant university is extremely premier here in South Dakota, and it's something that we know having the student regent, the one student regent, come from the largest university is even better yet, so appreciate that. But Mr. Schwartz is somebody who I've gotten to know a little bit over the years, and it's interesting as you read an individual's background, each of us will find similarities. And as he looked through things, I'm a little bit disappointed myself that I didn't even follow Joseph even more. He spent time, as I was aware of, but in the FFA organization, which has been visible these last couple of days. But he also comes from a farm. And yet, what probably is distorts things a little bit, and again, I'll admit this is my own fault for maybe discounting some things. I just thought, oh, he comes from down there at Sioux Falls, but he's from outside of Sioux Falls, and he has that strong farm background. So I think what is very neat, but those of you that have had the chance to read through his basically application and the documents that he submitted back to the governor's office, you'll see that he didn't just put down two-word sentences. He filled up the entire space. Luckily, he has a little bit better handwriting than some of us, too, so it's very legible. But I just want to share a few things in there, because not only is Mr. Schartz a Briggs Scholar, which is the highest honor you can receive at SDSU and have that full ride, but he very much thought through a lot of these ideas, and I just want to share a couple of those, if I may, Mr. President. I know we'll continue with everything, but he obviously places the competitive edge in terms of the tuition that our young people will pay at the universities as one of his priorities, making sure the Opportunity Scholarship has that buying power. And lastly, which many of us will agree is very important, as does Joe, research. And we heard that today in the Education Committee from the Board of Regents, how research truly has linked us as a state and as those of us as huge believers in the university system to economic development. So with that, Mr. President, I encourage the body's full support behind Mr. Schartz. The fun part about this, and the senator from Brookings and I had the privilege to participate in a little activity at SDSU the Christmas before this last one. And Joe got a little dig at me for being a Democrat. So now I just have to say, well, I may be the better man because I'm recommending him as a Republican to this very prestigious post. So with that, Mr. President, members of the Senate, I ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. And just for clarity, we're voting on who is the better man? I want to make sure that I call it. Thank you. That was very well done. Any further comments on Mr. Schartz? Very good. So the question for the Senate is, do you as the senators advise and consent to the executive appointment of Mr. Joseph Schartz to the South Dakota Board of Regents? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you very much. The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Mr. Joseph Schartz to the State Board of Regents? Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared pass, and his appointment is confirmed. Before we move on to the next item of business, I'm told, and again, we don't really want to publicize this, so kind of keep it to ourselves, but I hear that it's one of our interns' birthdays today, Clay. Clay Hoffman, happy birthday to you. That's it. And I understand that you're 22. That's amazing. You and I have a lot in common. I recently celebrated my 32nd anniversary of my 22nd birthday. So it's coincidental. Congratulations. That's really great. First reading of Senate bills. These bills need to be read in open session because we didn't have computers back there. We just have a few this time, and then I'll read the assignments that the President Pro Tem has made of these bills to the respective committees for hearing, please.
Senate Bill 79, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the manner in which county wheel taxes are imposed. Senate Bill 80, an act to increase the selling price of a towed vehicle that exempts the seller of the vehicle from certain vehicle dealer licensing requirements. Senate Bill 81, an act to require persons convicted of driving a vehicle while under influence of alcohol, drugs, or intoxicants to pay certain costs to the county. And Senate Bill 82, an act to update outdated language relative to domestic abuse.
Senate Bill 82 is assigned to Judiciary, 81 local government, and Senate Bills 79 and 80 to Transportation. Our next order of business is consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm sorry, we have House bills. I didn't realize we have a first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1014, an act to repeal certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes relating to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And House Bill 1045, an act to revise certain provisions regarding licensure of dentists and dental hygienists and registration of dental auxiliaries.
House Bill 1014 has been referred to Agriculture and Natural Resources and 1045, Health and Human Services. Now we'll get on to the consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and the people listening, the consent calendar is comprised of bills, or in this today, we also have some of those executive appointments that were non-controversial. They needed to come out of the respective committee unanimously and could not have required a two-thirds vote, and it's done for efficiency. So there's no debate allowed, but if somebody wishes to debate a bill, then they can pull it. A senator may pull it, and then we would debate it. So again, it's for efficiencies. Today, senators, and for people watching, we have two segments. The first is a group of reappointments, and in the Senate, we do consent in a group. But when we have two different characteristics, that is, advice and consent is a different motion, we'll break that away from the actual bills that would be subject to consent. And so when we get to the bills, then we'll take that vote, although a couple of them will be pulled as well before we take that vote. So at this time, I'll call the consent calendar reading of consent calendar items relating to the reappointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointments of John Calvin of Cottington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development, Senate Journal 76. Also, Greg Heineman of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development, Senate Journal, page 76. And also, Tony Klein of Hughes County, Pierre, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development, Senate Journal, page 76. and Dana Dykhouse of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. It's found on page Senate Journal 76. And finally, Ronald Wheeler, Lawrence County, Leeds, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, Senate Journal page 76.
Any of the senators have any questions on any of these reappointments for advice and consent? Any questions? Okay. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, do you advise and consent to the executive appointment or reappointment of Mr. John Calvin to the Board of Economic Development, Mr. Greg Heineman to the Board of Economic Development, Mr. Tony Klein to the Board of Economic Development, and Mr. Dana Dykhouse, the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, and Ronald Wheeler to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye, and those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Here. Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye. That's why I say here.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointments of John Calvin, Greg Heineman, Tony Klein, Dana Dykhouse, and Ronald Wheeler, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and these appointments are indeed confirmed. On to consent calendar for the bills, please.
Mr. President, Senator Rave has requested that Senate Bills 21 and 30 be removed from the consent calendar.
Thank you. It's so noted. Those two will be on tomorrow's debate calendar.
We have Senate Bill 19, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code, and Senate Bill 36, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and to update certain references related to the Department of Tourism.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bills 19 and 36, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 19 and 36. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley? Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White? Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bills 19 and 36, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby both declared passed. Any questions on either of these titles? Titles are approved then. Now we're on to the second reading, which is our debate calendar. Please proceed, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 32, an act to revise certain provisions regarding veterans' preference for all veterans who are United States citizens who seek employment with the state, a county, or a municipality.
Thank you. Senate Bill 32, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Solano, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and it is a good afternoon, a great day in South Dakota.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and the esteemed members of this body. I bring Senate Bill 32 forward on at the request of the Bureau of Human Resources. Senate Bill 32 will grant veteran preferences to all veterans who are citizens of the United States, not just those who are South Dakota residents. In short, the proposed bill is seeking to make veteran preferences inclusive rather than exclusive to our veterans. South Dakotans who have served in the military will still retain their veteran preference with the passage of this bill. Now, veterans' preferences in the executive branch guarantees that the applicant an interview or an initial qualification screening. Now, other branches of government may apply different veterans' preference. For example, the judiciary branch guarantees a veteran who is equally qualified as a non-veteran appointment to the position. So I want to note that the state hires the most qualified applicant based on their knowledge, skills, and abilities. Veterans' preference provides one more opportunity for veterans to make their case as to why they are the best candidate for the job, but does not guarantee them a job. Why is this bill better? It's opening veterans' preference to all veterans and provides incentive for veterans to relocate to South Dakota, which furthers the state's efforts regarding workforce development. South Dakotans who have moved from the state to further their military careers, ironically, don't receive preference when they seek to move back to South Dakota. With the proposed bill, South Dakota will offer veterans preference to all veterans, including those who want to come back home. And with that, I would ask the body's affirmative on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Solano. Further remarks on Senate Bill 32? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 32. Those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Brerix.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 32, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? It's approved.
Senate Bill 61, an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 61, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Good afternoon, Senator Teason.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. Senate Bill 61 is the annual update of South Dakota's controlled substance schedules. It accomplishes two things. It keeps South Dakota in line with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency's scheduling actions, and it also continues to fight synthetic drugs, which have harmful effects on our population. As you may remember, those of you that were here a couple of years ago, we passed a law regarding analog provisions of synthetic drugs, which really allows prosecution in cases where chemists are illegally manufacturing drugs, continually changing the formula slightly. They have the same harmful effects on our population. But this, the law that we currently have in effect allows prosecution of analogs of controlled substances that we already have. However, that prosecution can be difficult because the prosecutor must prove through expert testimony that the drug that's being prosecuted is in fact an analog of another drug, which is why we annually come with this revision, which adds specifically by name, and if you read the bill, it has long names that none of us can pronounce, adds long names of specific formulas which have been discovered and which are in fact harmful to our population. So this is our annual update, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks on Senate Bill 61? This has an emergency clause, so it will require a two-thirds vote for the reasons the senator indicated, so that once passed could go into effect. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 61. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. Requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
And White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 61, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title is approved then. Our final bill, please.
Senate Bill 68, an act to provide for a random sampling of nominating petition signatures for statewide offices.
Senate Bill 68, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Holin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Sporty tie there.
Thank you very much. I hope you still have yours from last year.
Can't hear you.
I think everyone saw you received a bow tie last year. I'm really hoping to see it this year. But Senate Bill 68 would require the Secretary of State to do a random 5% sampling on statewide candidate petitions. Currently, the Secretary of State already does this with petitions filed for referendums and initiated measures. And this would require the Secretary of State to do the same thing for people running for statewide office. Now, currently, the Secretary of State can only examine petitions for completeness. That means they can basically look at it and make sure that every form on the petition in that for that particular person is filled out. They have absolutely no power to judge whether or not the signature or the person is valid or even real. There has been a case where someone has written Mickey Mouse and signed the name Mickey Mouse, address Orlando, Florida. Currently, under state law, that has to count as a valid signature, even though we all know that that's not someone actually signing it. Now, the random sampling is just, it's done by a computer. The Secretary of State already does it, already has rules promulgated for it, for the IMs and the referendums, and this would just do the same thing. Now, if someone is concerned that the random sampling might come up with a wrong sample, there is still the power for any citizen in the state to challenge the ruling of the Secretary of State and get a more thorough examination of the petitions. So there's protections built in, but really the protection here is for the people of South Dakota and for the honor and validity of statewide elections and the petitions, because this will make sure that the people signing a petition actually exist and are real and are registered to vote where they are signing. So it's a good protection for the state, for elections, and I encourage your favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Holdings. Senator Sutton.
Question to the sponsor.
I bet it's a good one. Senator Sutton, state your question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Does this Mickey Mouse character wear a bow tie?
Senator Holdings, do you wish to answer the question?
You know, that question was properly vetted in committee if you had showed up. No.
Oh. Well done.
I think in Steamboat Willie he does.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. No, thank you, Senator.
I think really the error is he lives in Disneyland. So that was the Orlando is wrong. It was in California. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 68. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 68, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved. Madam Secretary, you have a motion.
Senator Rave moves that Senate Bills 34 and 67 be deferred till Friday, January 23rd, the 8th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay, at 3 o'clock, we'll go over for the memorial service. Senator Valley, who's a member of our Joint Select, he has notified me of this, and we'll just go spirit our way right there so that we can be respectful for the families that are there. And as he so eloquently states, our family will be there for us someday. So if we could just be over there and obviously demonstrate the decorum for our fallen family of the legislature will be there at 3 o'clock. Senator Tiedemann.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Each time we have communities that come to the chamber and give us gifts. Yesterday, Brookings came and they brought a gift. And I'm asking the interns to assist me in giving this gift to each of the members. It's a book on Norman Borlaug. He was a Nobel laureate. He grew up in Iowa, went to school in Minnesota, but he saved billions of people with his research in wheat. He also helped feed the armies and our service members in World War II. And if you can keep the belly filled, you can win a war. The connection to South Dakota is that Edgar McFadden, who developed hope wheat in South Dakota and really turned around the wheat breeding program across the nation, worked under Norman Borlaug. He was out in the fields doing the research. And so it really reinforces the importance of agriculture to this state, the benefit of agriculture to this state. It's a nice, easy read. I've started reading it already. And just want to say it's a gift from Brookings and SDSU. Thank you.
And if they're listening, thank you very much. And thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Any further announcements? Okay. Senator Rafe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, Senate State Affairs at 10, we'll be hearing the Juvenile Justice Reform Bill. So I suspect the room might be a little full, but I strongly encourage you to come up and take part in that process. That will be at 10 a.m., 4:14, Juvenile Justice Bill, State Affairs. Thanks.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, tomorrow morning, room 412, 8 a.m.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Mr. President, Senate Taxation Committee, room 423, tomorrow at 10 a.m., and we'll be talking about taxes.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, Health Committee, we'll be having a couple of bills that should be interesting, and we'll be hearing a report from the Department of Labor. Come on down.
Thank you. Senator Malley.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Senate Transportation. We have two bills up from Department of Revenue and Department of Public Safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator Van Gerpen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.